Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 12. And today we have a little change. First of all, we have a guest.
Sarah.
Want to say hi, Sarah? And we're talking about some good news. Heaven, more than just sin. So we're going to continue on with our reflections on St. Alphonsus Lenten sermons. This is what stood out to me. In heaven, you will have all you can desire. There, everything is new. New beauties, new delights, new joys. There, all our desires shall be satisfied. The sight shall be satiated. So in heaven, you can have all you desire. I thought that was just a beautiful thought because I can desire a lot. I have a lot of different types of dreams and hopes, and I can let my imagination just go and go and go. And that God, in his goodness and kindness, exceeds all that we can hope for, ask for, or imagine. So it just, for me, just fills me with a tremendous amount of hope. Did you know?
Yeah, actually, you know, reading these quotes from St. Alphonsus reminded me of a couple years ago, we went through the Chronicles of Narnia series with the kids, just reading aloud every single night. And we got to the final book called The Last Battle. And when I read the very end, I was brought to tears at the beauty of C.S. Lewis's description of heaven and just the hope that we can have here on earth of what is awaiting us. So this is what he says. But for them, it was only the beginning of the real story. All their life in this world and all their adventures in Narnia had only been the cover and the title page. Now, at last, they were beginning chapter one of the great story, which no one on earth has read, which goes on forever, in which every chapter is better than the one before. Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
So much to look forward to.
The saints have done but little to acquire heaven. The sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory to come. To gain heaven, it would be but little to endure all the pains of this life. So sometimes the little sufferings that we have in life don't seem so little because we're focused on the temporal. Mm-hmm. But if we were focused on the eternal, then we would see the little sufferings of this temporal life as very insignificant. This morning was a tough morning. Okay, and this video has not come easily to you. It started off this morning with the kids saying, Daddy, the roof fell in the basement. I'm like, what do you mean the roof fell in? The suspended ceiling came in. So I went and fixed it. And then it fell down again. And then the kids come and say, the roof fell down again. At the same time, there was a child that was crying and somebody that needed help with the homework. And then our renters, we have called us and said they lost the key to the mailbox. I don't have a spare. So it was all these little things that were coming and piling on top and top and top. And it didn't feel like little momentary sufferings in the moment. That's because my eyes were on the world and not on God. So, I mean, this is just the struggle of life. But reminding ourselves of heaven is a very good meditation, even to do daily. Here's an idea. I got a $10 million deal for you. Imagine that someone says, I'll give you $10 million, and all you have to do is live your life for one day in a certain way. Well, what do I have to do? Guys, like, it's very simple. All you have to do is live your life in a way that's pleasing to God. I mean, you're thinking, well, you got nothing to lose and everything to gain because it's not going to offend God. So how do you start your day? Well, you might start your day by having a quick little morning offering. Maybe you can get to Mass. But before you go to Mass, you have a good confession. You have a good confession, and then you receive the Eucharist. After you receive the Eucharist, you come home, and then you just do the duties of your life that you just have to do. But you do them with attention and love because, you know, this is what Jesus would want you to do. And then you work on the virtues, and maybe midday you do another offering. In the evening, you do evening prayer. And you do everything within your power to live your life in a way that's virtuous with pure intention to honor God. Maybe you offer a number of sacrifices throughout the day. And at the end of the day, the deal is done, and you get your $10 million. You would say that you did very little to acquire that $10 million. How much more we receive when we live our life according to the way that God wants us to live at the end of that final day that we have. It is true, the little afflictions, the little temporary sufferings in life are not worth comparing to the eternal weight of glory that is ours in Jesus. So friends, much more could be said about this chapter. We'll leave it at that. Let us know your thoughts, what stood out to you and why, and pray the rosary along with us. The link will be right there. God bless you guys.